5.
The SoCal Sound.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there.
Oh, woo.
Jason Friday just walked in the studio. You look a little sweaty, my friend. Are you enjoying the 185 degrees?
It is so bad. And there's even like some humidity, and it's just kind of like, what is happening?
Apparently today's the worst day, supposedly.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of believe
according to my
it.
Weather friends.
Yeah.
We'll see, we'll see. A big cool down happening this weekend. I think we're going to be 1 or 2 degrees cooler.
My God, that's terrible. Hopefully next week, right? Shouldn't that be a little bit better?
I think so. Maybe.
All right.
I haven't looked that far ahead. So this is Friday on a Friday. We have a big celebration.
Yep.
Today is our, I don't know if most of you know that Jason and I, we're a couple.
Yep.
And we met 10 years ago today.
Today.
Yes, isn't that crazy? Thanks to our friends, Lori and Bobby.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. They met Jason and were like, or actually Bobby was most importantly like, hey ho, are you single, bro? You got to meet our friend Slider. And the rest is history.
Yeah, literally.
We shared a beer and here we are 10 years later.
Isn't that something? 10.
You know, so we're going to play some songs that are important to us and our relationship. But we got a little overshadowed yesterday by our anniversary, Linkin Park, who haven't done a show since Chester Bennington died or haven't, you know, been putting out new music. They announced a new lead singer. We were really, the cat is out of the bag.
Yeah.
So Jason's brother is Sean Friday, who's in the band Dead Sarah. Well, lead singer Emily Armstrong from Dead Sarah is now in the band Linkin Park.
Is that just mind-blowing?
They did a big secret show that Matt Pinfield was invited to. We were not. I mean, we heard about it. I guess I didn't ask anybody, but...
Yeah,
but we weren't there. Was your brother there? I think he was, Sean.
Yeah, I think he was.
It's all the cool kids got invited to the special Linkin Park show.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. I have to say, I have some weird mixed feelings just about, you know, when someone's gone from a band and then you're hearing their songs again without them. You know, it's a little tough.
It is tough. It's very tough. I mean, that's how you felt, or we felt, even like with Alice in Chains.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots. It's a very, very hard pill to swallow sometimes. It doesn't have anything to do with the current people who are now in the band.
I mean,
at
I'm
all.
Super. We were talking about it the other night. Like, oh my gosh, Emily's. Yeah. Life.
Right.
Even though she was already in a band, like she's going to go on a stadium world tour.
I know.
Will she even like take our calls anymore?
I don't know. Emily, hello?
She's going to be like, who are you? I don't know who you are. Well, we used to know Emily Armstrong. So that's cool. Now she's in Linkin Park. So they have a new song. It isn't necessarily like totally the format of what we play here, but I thought it was pretty cool to play a new song from Linkin Park. So we're going to ride the buzz of all this. It's the Emptiness Machine, and this is the first song out, Emily on vocals. I mean, it's crazy. Didn't you say she announced at the show like she's been training for like 8 months or a year?
8 months to a year.
There's a lot of screaming, and you got to do that in a healthy way.
Yes. Chester was a one-of-a-kind rock singer, and she's following that. So, Emily, love you. Congrats.
So we are going to play some songs to celebrate our 10 years right now. We're going to cruise into new Linkin Park on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the day.
blade. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The emptiness machine.
I keep on lying to coming up only to show you down for. And coming up only to show you wrong. To the outside, the dead leaves, they are alone. For they died, had trees to hang their bones.
The SoCal Sound.
It's Friday on a Friday. I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, and we play some great jams. So we are also celebrating our 10-year anniversary.
That's right.
Which is bonkers.
Bonks!
We had a podcast that's on pause right now, but it's called Cause I Have To, When Living Your Dream is the Only Option. We had Ben Bridwell on. He became like our best friend for like 5 minutes, and it was very cool. I've always loved Band of Horses. We also are musicians, and we played a show at Hotel Cafe, and we covered The Funeral. I was on piano on that one.
That's right. We also played at Pershing Square, and we
covered it. Yeah. We did a 90-minute set at Pershing Square years ago, like maybe 8 years ago,
yeah.
Which is kind of insane, 90 minutes. But we covered The Funeral, which was super fun. What else do we want to tell? Oh, and The Funeral also goes with the fact that I was in the middle of – it was based on meditation, but I was in a year-long class. It was a death class. And shout out to Death Class Mary.
Shout out.
And I met you during my death period.
Yeah.
And we went to a wedding together. Shout out to Karen and Franco.
Kay and Franco.
Because I died at their wedding. Long story there. I should write a screenplay about it.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, we died together, which was kind of cool, like 2 weeks after we met, which was pretty neat. That anniversary is coming up. On the 20th.
That's right.
You want to explain the Dreamweaver reference without getting too cheesy?
All right. Yeah, we literally probably had just met 3 days before. And I just remember telling my roommate at the time, he was like, oh, how is she? Is she cool? And I'm like, honestly, dude, she's a Dreamweaver. And he was like, what? And I'm like, yeah, man. For real, like she is truly a dream weaver. And so I told her that you were a dream weaver. I told you, excuse me, I told her, you're right here. I told you that you were a dream weaver and you dedicated Dream Weaver to.
Oh, yeah, I was working at a classic rock station at the time. I played Gary Wright, right?
Yep. And you dedicated it to Baby Bird, which was me because
that's
I was
whole,
the. Yeah, yeah, it's a whole little
we were
inside
a bird
thing.
And bear.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting too personal here. Let's get into this cover song of Dreamweaver. It is Friday and a Friday.
Yep.
And whew, it is a hot one. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the dream weaver train.
That was the one.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful job.
Thank you.
You too. I
turned again to...
And it's Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Looks like we made it.
still going strong.
Yeah.
feel you, man.
Man, do I feel you.
My Morning Jacket, that is off The Waterfall. How many times have we listened to that record incomplete?
Oh my God.
Over and over and over again.
Literally, yeah, yeah.
We pretend we're doing like the noodling. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, and we celebrate Friday in a Friday. It's basically the weekend. We're also celebrating our very own 10-year anniversary together.
Ain't that something?
Isn't that the cutest little thing?
It sure is.
And we're playing music. Well, some of the music, we're exploring some of the most amazing shows we've ever gone to. My Morning Jacket was one of them. I think we've seen them many, many times, as well as Boy Genius.
We have.
Those are like the most shows we've gone to probably together, and Radiohead as well.
Yes.
Boy Genius, though, I played the Shania Twain cover of You're Still the One. Isn't that cute?
Isn't that? It sure is.
Are we being too sweet?
Maybe.
Maybe, guys. This is a big deal. 10 years. Ten years.
I know.
What in the...
I don't even know what that means. What
I
is
know.
10?
Either do I. Oh, by the way, we are going to play a track off the album 10.
Oh.
I felt like it was very on point.
Oh.
That's coming up. Also, so I like to tease the next week's 88.5 album dive, and MJ Lenderman has a brand new record. It just came out today. It's called Manning Fireworks, and I've got a brand new song that we haven't played yet. That's going to kick off the next set as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Hello. I'm Mike Doty of Soul Coughing and Ghost of Room, and I am this month's artist in residence on the SoCal Sound. I'm going to guest DJ each week. I'm going to play songs that I love, and I will tell you things as well. Very, very interesting things. Join me this Saturday night at 6 p.m. only on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Artist in residence, Saturday nights at 6, 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Support comes from Niederlander Concerts.
I get by with a little help from my friends.
Ringo Starr and his all-star band. With friends, Steve Lukather from Toto. From Men at Work, Colin Hay. From Average White Band, Hamish Stewart. This Sunday, the Greek Theater. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Another Niederlander concert.
The LA Times Food Bowl, presented by City National Bank, is back on September 20th through 22nd at the Paramount Pictures Studio backlot. There will be food legends and rising stars, all-you-can-eat food and drink from LA's top restaurants. It's the LA Times' biggest culinary event of the year. Tickets are on sale now at lafoodbowl.com. That's lafoodbowl.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound is made possible by Subaru of Glendale. Fall is upon us as we navigate another school year for all of our students out there and start to wind down 2024. Subaru is made for day-to-day active and busy lifestyles. Subaru provides all-terrain capability, advances in technology and safety, and is ready for your upcoming autumn adventures. Subaru of Glendale, located on Brand Boulevard, just off the 5 and 134 freeways. Information available at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
88.5 The SoCal Sound and its HD channels conduct ongoing contests, sweepstakes, ticket and prize giveaways. No purchase or contribution is necessary to enter or win. Alternate entry details are available on our website, thesocalsound.org. Click contest rules at the bottom of the page.
New music now. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Thank you.
From MJ Lenderman, and that is Rich Wristwatch. That is Rich Wristwatch. No, it's called Wristwatch. I'm not going to be able to say that, boy, all next week. That is from the new album Manning Fireworks, which is out today. We're going to do an 88.5 album dive into that record all next week. So tune in every weekday just after 12 noon. MJ Lenderman is in the band Wednesday. This is his solo record. He also was featured on the last Waxahachie record as well. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
We are celebrating our 10-year anniversary. Who knew? Who knew it would last forever?
I mean, seriously, though, I never thought I'd ever get past, what, 3.5, 4 years?
Your old records?
My old records.
You mean you dated someone before me?
Oh, no.
That's
I'm just talking about this
That's
book I wrote.
That's uncomfortable.
It's about some other guy's life.
So I was on the air here actually doing a weekend show called Out on a Limb when we first started dating. And you dedicated a song to me on that program. We're going to play a cover of that song. Do you want to go ahead and introduce it?
It's by a band called Filter. And the song is called Happy Together because we are so happy together.
People are just going to be like, oh, shut up.
I know. Will you stop?
Shut up. Shut up. That's a Linkin Park reference, everybody. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Yeah.
meant to, you didn't leave a message, at least I cuddle in your voice one last time. Daily minds you, this could be my time by you. Would you hit me? Would you hit me?
Jam, that is Porch, and that is off the album 10. Do you know why we played a track off that?
Wait, hold on. Oh, 10.
It's our 10-year anniversary, everybody. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
We're celebrating. Pearl Jam, 10. When did that come out? I think it's 1991.
I think it literally, I was going to say, it's at least 30 years old.
It came out in the 1900s. If you're a millennial, the 1900s. So we met 10 years ago today, just for the record. And I think the first concert we went to was a special George Harrison tribute, right? Danny Harrison was there.
Yep.
It was at the Fonda.
Yep.
And you looked a lot like – I have some photos. I wonder if I could dig them up. You look a lot like George Harrison.
It's funny. Wow. I know. It's fun. No, he was a dashing man.
He is very dashing.
Yeah, very. It was funny because before we went to that show at the Roxy – where we saw a Perfume Genius, and the picture that we have of us there, somebody said that I look like Eddie Vedder, and then we went to the George Harrison tribute, and then I looked like George Harrison.
You were like morphing into all of the greatest people in the world.
I know, right? It's kind of wild.
So we're going to play this song. So when you're together 10 years, you go through a lot of things.
Oh,
ups and downs.
Lefts and
rights. We've had some very terrible things, sad things happen in life.
Yep.
Find someone to go through all the good and the bad, and just remember that all things must pass.
That's right.
It's George Harrison. Team Harrison, everybody. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
bird don't care. She loves him just the same. She makes her nest in his furry chest and takes the bear's last name. So fly, bird, fly, as if your little winged life was on the line. Wild appetite. So bird and bear set off to share a life filled with honey and filled with yummy seeds. That's what every bird and bear should eat.
Makes me a little emotional. It's Seabird doing Bird and Bear. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
It's Friday and a Friday. We're celebrating our personal 10-year anniversary.
Yes.
We met 10 years ago today, and I used to call you, I don't know when we first met, I called you. We had so many nicknames over the years, but Baby Bird.
It started out as me being like shy and scared about something, and I said, but I'm just a little baby bird. So you dedicated that other song to me, and you said, a.k.a. Baby Bird.
And then we would walk around with to-go cups, and we would write Bird and Bear, and we would each walk. It's ridiculous, yeah. Everybody. We understand.
Yes,
we know. A big shout-out again to Lori and Bobby, who introduced us.
Yep.
Super, super fun. We wouldn't be here without you guys.
Yeah.
So I guess let's wrap it up. Thank you for indulging us in this special anniversary edition of the program. We rocked it a little heavy today as well.
I dig
it. Mix.
Yeah.
So it's the weekend and it's so hot out there. Seriously, take care of your people, take care of yourself, take care of your pets. Try and find a cool place. Man, I can't even believe the AC is still operating.
No kidding. It's been painful.
hopefully a cool down is on the way. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. We love coming in here. We're member-supported public radio. If you dig what we do, please become a subscribing member today at the SoCal